Test 8. I am going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one.
You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Question 1. You switch on the radio and hear this exchange in progress.
Okay, Roger. Now, this man was born in southwestern Australia in 1946. He came to London in the 60s and made a name for himself in the West End before moving into film and television. His stage appearances include Prospero in Shakespeare's Tempest and Clive in Where Did You Last See Your Trousers? His first film appearance...
Is it Oliver Fulcher?
Sorry, Roger. I can't give you a point for that. It was, in fact, Barney Fulcher. Now, Muriel, this man... Okay, Roger. Now, this man was born in southwestern Australia in 1946. He came to London in the 60s and made a name for himself in the West End before moving into film and television. His stage appearances include Prospero in Shakespeare's Tempest and Clive in Where Did You Last See Your Trousers? His first film appearance...
Is it Oliver Fulcher?
Sorry, Roger. I can't give you a point for that. It was, in fact, Barney Fulcher. Now, Muriel, this man...
Question 2. You overhear this man talking about a restaurant.
Well, I hadn't been to Willard's for about 4 years, and it came as something of a shock to find the place under new management. It really isn't the same anymore, but I suppose you could say it's changed with the times. After all, it's still good value, but you do have to wait longer for everything, and there isn't the same selection as before. Especially the desserts. But I'd imagine it will remain quite competitive, especially in this part of town. Well, I hadn't been to Willard's for about 4 years, and it came as something of a shock to find the place under new management. It really isn't the same anymore, but I suppose you could say it's changed with the times. After all, it's still good value, but you do have to wait longer for everything, and there isn't the same selection as before, especially the desserts. But I'd imagine it will remain quite competitive, especially in this part of town.
Question 3. Listen to this woman interviewing a man on a TV chat show.
So, Roddy, how are you shaping up to life on the outside?
Well, Lucy, not all the guys are as lucky as me. I mean, being a celebrity, I get a different deal.
Do you mean with the film they're making about your life?
Well, yeah. You see, the day I got out, Sam Beasley, the famous detective writer, came up to see me with his contract. Yeah, for my story. Well, yeah, I suppose if I'd actually killed somebody, they wouldn't have been so keen to make a movie about my exploits in the Bank of England.
So, Roddy, how are you shaping up to life on the outside?
Well, Lucy, not all the guys are as lucky as me. I mean, being a celebrity, I get a different deal.
Do you mean with the film they're making about your life?
Well, yeah. You see, the day I got out, Sam Beasley, the famous detective writer, came up to see me with his contract. Yeah, for my story. Well, yeah, I suppose if I'd actually killed somebody, they wouldn't have been so keen to make a movie about my exploits in the Bank of England.
Question 4. You are travelling by train when you overhear this exchange.
That really is the most incredible coincidence. I mean, it must have been, 50 years now. Let's see. Ah, yes. It was the winter of 47. I distinctly remember your good father playing in the schoolyard.
So, you were his form master that year?
No, arithmetic and geometry. We taught proper subjects in those days.
So, how did you know that I was his daughter?
It's the shape of your ears. His father had them too. They were very distinctive ears. That really is the most incredible coincidence. I mean, it must have been, 50 years now. Let's see. Ah, yes. It was the winter of 47. I distinctly remember your good father playing in the schoolyard.
So, you were his form master that year?
No, arithmetic and geometry. We taught proper subjects in those days.
So, how did you know that I was his daughter?
It's the shape of your ears. His father had them too. They were very distinctive ears.
Question 5. Listen to this teacher giving a lesson.
If you open your books to page 62, you will see two contrasting maps of the region. The first one dates back to the 1950s, when this part of the world was underdeveloped and mainly agricultural. But if you now look at the second one, there has been a marked shift in population from the countryside to the cities, accompanied by rapid industrialisation and centralisation of services. So, what effect do you think this has had on the agriculture of the region? Yes, Jaswinda. If you open your books to page 62, you will see two contrasting maps of the region. The first one dates back to the 1950s, when this part of the world was underdeveloped and mainly agricultural. But if you now look at the second one, there has been a marked shift in population from the countryside to the cities, accompanied by rapid industrialisation and centralisation of services. So, what effect do you think this has had on the agriculture of the region? Yes, Jaswinda.
Question 6. You hear this announcement being made in a railway station.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an announcement for all passengers awaiting the arrival of the 7:15 train for London Victoria. This service is now running about 7 minutes late and will now depart at 7:22 from Platform 3 as advertised. We apologise for any inconvenience this may cause. The late departure from Three Bridges Central was due to the cancellation of a connecting service. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an announcement for all passengers awaiting the arrival of the 7:15 train for London Victoria. This service is now running about 7 minutes late and will now depart at 7:22 from Platform 3 as advertised. We apologise for any inconvenience this may cause. The late departure from Three Bridges Central was due to the cancellation of a connecting service.
Question 7. You overhear this man answering a telephone in a record shop.
Good morning, Spinster Records. Yes, we do have some discs of Valhalla. But no, that's a very new release and it hasn't reached us yet. But we should be getting it in the next fortnight. Would you like me to reserve a copy for you? Yes, I know it was advertised on the television, but the distributor... Well, I'm sorry too. Well, you'll just have to do that, won't you? Goodbye. Good morning, Spinster Records. Yes, we do have some discs of Valhalla. But no, that's a very new release and it hasn't reached us yet. But we should be getting it in the next fortnight. Would you like me to reserve a copy for you? Yes, I know it was advertised on the television, but the distributor... Well, I'm sorry too. Well, you'll just have to do that, won't you? Goodbye.
Question 8. You are staying in the home of a British family when you hear this exchange between the husband and wife.
Morning, dear. Did you sleep well?
No, I didn't. And you know very well why not.
Well, there's nothing more I can do about it. I've already fitted new windows in our room.
Well, you'll just have to go straight to the source of the trouble.
Look, dear, they're students. They wouldn't understand.
Well, if you don't go round there and talk to them, I will. They're sending me to an early grave, that's what they're doing. And if they think they can have another...
Morning, dear. Did you sleep well?
No, I didn't. And you know very well why not.
Well, there's nothing more I can do about it. I've already fitted new windows in our room.
Well, you'll just have to go straight to the source of the trouble.
Look, dear, they're students. They wouldn't understand.
Well, if you don't go round there and talk to them, I will. They're sending me to an early grave, that's what they're doing. And if they think they can have another...
That is the end of part one.